We're on the top of Mem Beis Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says as follows: Hamudar Hana Michaveiro. Okay, so staying on the same topic, person took a neder or a neder was made about them not to get benefit from the other person. Lifnei Shvius, and that neder was made before Shvius. Just take a look at the Mefarish. They both say the Mefarish and the Ran. Hamudah Hana Mechaver Lifnei Shvius Shehidiro Chaveiro Kodem Shenichnes Shvius. So his friend took a neder about him before Shemitah began. Okay. So what's the halacha about that person? So the someone who owns a field, so took a neder about his friend Reuven and said, Reuven, you're not allowed to get any benefit from me. Fine. So fine. So what is Reuven allowed and not allowed to do? So Eino Yor L'Soch Sadehu. So Reuven cannot go into his friend's field. Ve'Eino Ocha Min Hanotos. And he cannot eat. And why can't he go into his field? So the Ran says Lo Yor L'Soch Sadehu Shal Ma'adir. The Mudar Asra Afilu Bedrisas Haregel. Can it sound out? Right. We saw earlier that a person about whom. And that there's made that they can't get benefit from the other person, so you can't even walk through the person's property, right? So to go into his field is not permissible, okay? Ve'eino ocha min hanotos, says the Ran, mina peiros hanotos al haderech samlech l'sadeh. So let's say the guy owns a field and he has trees, fruit trees. So and there are some of the trees are in the field, so he definitely can't walk into the field at all, and he can't even get benefit from the trees that are hanging outside the field. Because again, the owner of the field took a neder that this person, that Reuven, cannot get benefit from him. Okay. Ubashvius. But what happens now if it now becomes Shemitah? What's the difference between Shemitah and not Shemitah? The difference is that during Shemitah, everyone's property and everybody's produce is all hefker. So you might think that at that point, since it becomes hefker, so what? So I can't. You took a neder that I shouldn't get benefit from your stuff, right? Anything that belongs to you, but now your produce doesn't belong to you. Anything the field doesn't belong to you. So maybe the halacha would change in such a case. So b'shvius eino yored asoch sadeh. So it says the mission that during Shemitah, if the guy already took a neder that you could not get benefit from him, even now Shemitah arrives, you still can't go into his field. Okay. Aval ochahu min hanetios hanotos. So but you're allowed to eat from his so the Bach changes, it gets rid of the word nitios. He says about ochahu min hanotos. So same language as before. But he is allowed to eat from the trees that are hanging outside the field. Okay. So that is permissible. But he's allowed to eat from the notos. So, fine. And why is that? We're going to have to see. But it sounds like, those are outside, so he doesn't have to walk through the field to get to them, and now they're hefker, so maybe that's going to make a difference. So we'll see. The notos. Okay. Continues the Mishnah. Neder himenu meichel lifnei shvius. What if he took a neder? We took a neder from his not to eat his food before Shvius. Yor l'soch sadehu ve'ena ocha min haperos. Right. So what if the neder was not a total mudar mechaver? He's not a total neder of you can't get any benefit from me at all. His neder was you can't eat my fruits. Right. So then walking to his property is not a problem ever. Right. The neder wasn't about getting benefit from him in general. Right. So neder him any machal lifnei shvius yored soch sadehu ve'eino ocha min haperos, and then he can't eat the peros. Uba shvius yored va'ochal, and then during shvius he's allowed to go into the field as he was before, and now he's allowed to also eat because something has changed now that it is shemitah, and he's allowed to eat from the fruits. So we're gonna have to see this distinction. Look at the mafarish nader himenu meichal lifnei hashvius, aval lo nader himenu hana lechimati shvius, so if he didn't, if the nether wasn't generally hana, it was just on the fruits, lechimati shvius yored ve'ino ochel. Then when shvius comes, he can go in and, but he can't eat. The haloi diro ela mina meichel. The only nether was from the food. About ino ochel, but he can't eat. Kid aprishus la'el to adam oser davar birshuso. I feel achar she had some birshuso. Right, but he can't eat things that would, we're gonna talk about this concept later. Can I forbid things that are currently in my possession, which will later become not in my possession anymore? Right? What if something is mine? So I can take a nether on something that's mine. What if that thing is going to eventually not be mine anymore? Can I make such a nether? Fine. Okay. However, Uba Shvius, but if he took a, let's just make sure this is clear, because I need to make this totally clear. He said like this. The Mishnah had said, Nader Hemenim Maichal Lefnei Shvius Yored Soch Shadeu Ve'Eino Ocha Min HaPeres. But Uba Shvius Yored Ve'Ocha. Meaning, Uba Shvius, meaning if he made the nether. Look at the Mefarish. Uba Shvius, he Diro B'Shvius. Right? The last case in the Mishnah is, if what happens if he took the nether during Shvius? It's already Shemitah, and now he takes the nether that you can't eat from me. So then Yored Va'ochel, right? So now look at the Mefarish. Uva Shvius, he diro b'Shvius. If he took the nether during Shvius, you can't get benefit from him. Then Yored Va'ochel, the Achshav Yatzim Mishusa. I mean, it's nice you took a nether during Shvius, but your property and your food is already Hefker, right? Exactly. Fine. So we'll see. So we'll see that as we go on. Okay. So now it says the Gemara the following. So and the same thing, by the way, at the first part of the Mishnah. I think that wasn't clear. So let's just run look at the Mishnah again just for a second, just so we have it all clear. The Mishnah says Hamud Hana Mechaver Lefnei Shvius Eini Yoda Sol Sadeu Veini Ocha Mina Notos. If he takes the Hana, it takes the Nether. Before Shvius, then he can't. Then when Shvius comes, right, he can't go in and he can't eat from the notas, okay? Because he took the nether before Shvius. Uba Shvius, but if he took the nether during Shvius, ain't a yorid l'soch sadev ava ocha mina notas, right? But if he took the nether during Shvius, then he can't go in. Still, we're going to see why he should be allowed to go in if he took the nether during Shvius, but he's allowed to eat from the peros because again. He only took the nether during Shvius. Does that make sense? Okay, that's the first half.
The first case, though, it's not just he can't do it during Shvius; he can't do it before Shvius as well.
Correct, but I'm just saying in both cases here, we're talking about actually four cases, mm-hmm. right? The first case is he took the nether on general nether, a general mudir chavero lifnei Shvius. Then each time we're asking the question, what could he do during Shvius, mm-hmm. right? So if he took the nether before Shvius, mudir chavero can't go in the field and can't eat from the notos. But if you took the nether during Shvius, the general nether during Shvius, you still can't go into his field, but you're allowed to eat from the notos. Okay? Why? What changes? What changes is, you took the nether during Shvius, it didn't belong to you. So one of the questions the Gemara is asked, so why can't he go in? He should be able to go in also, right? Okay? So now, that's the first two cases. Now, nader heimenu meichel, right? If you took the nether lefnei Shvius, and he took the nether before Shvius, then on Shvius, Yor L'Soch Sadehu Ve'in Ocha. He can go in, because the nether wasn't on, now it's Shemitah, so he can go into the field, but he can't eat, right? Because the nether was before Shvius, and why is that? Because that's what the Mefarash said, because a person can take a nether, we're going to see, take a nether on something that is his, even though eventually it will become not his anymore, okay? However, if he takes this nether during Shvius itself, then and just on the peiros, then yored ve'ochel. Then the guy can go in and he can eat the peiros. Does that make sense? That's clear now, right? Good. Okay. All right. Good. Okay. So now says the Gemara, Rav Shmuel. Okay, Rav Shmuel the Amr Tavar. This is not a machlokas in Rav and Shmuel. This is Rav and Shmuel both agree. What do they hold? So it should say nichsai alecha. Okay. Instead of nichsim elu alecha, it should say nichsai alecha. That's what the box says here, okay? So we'll see, meaning my nechasim. So Rav and Shmuel both hold that if a person says, nichsai alecha, right? So my items, the things that I own, are forbidden to you. Lifnei Shvius, and you make that neder before Shvius. Ein yor lesoch sadehu veino ocha minanotos. So if you make such a neder, look at Rashi, the Mefarash on the right side. D'amar tervayu nichsay elu alecha. Klomar kol nichsay alecha. We're going to see actually this language is very specific. Nichsay elu alecha. We're going to see, but these nechasim that belong to me are forbidden to you. Klomar kol nichsay alecha bechol makom shein. The implication, at least at this point, is that means that I'm taking a net of all of my items are forbidden to you. So what happens? So then, and you took that neder before Shemitah. So then, ein yor lesoch sadehu ve'ein ocha min anotos. You can't go into his field and you can't eat from the notos, right? And look at the mefarish. Va'afapi shigiyah shvius v'shal hefkerhein. Right. So the point being, you can't go in his field and you can't eat from his notos, whether before shvius or during shvius. Right. I took that neder before him, and Rav and Shmuel both agree. Fine. So that's what Rav and Shmuel say. V'im b'shvius nadar, and the person took the neder during Shemitah itself, ein yor lesoch sadehu, aval ocha min anotos, right? Then they can't go into to his field, but he's allowed to eat from the trees that hang over, right? Because again, he took the neder during Shemitah when the fruits already were hefker. Fine. So that's Rav and Shmuel's opinion. Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, the Amid Devar. Now Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, they also agree about a different opinion. They agree that what? Amar Tavayu, nichzai alecha. If I say, my items are forbidden to you, lifnei shvius, and he took the nether before shvius, ein lo yisoch sadehu, vein ocha min anotos. So then he can't go into the field, and he cannot eat from the notos. And then in general, he gives shvius, if Shemitah comes, ein yor lesoch sadehu, ava ocha hu es anotos. Right? But if shvius arrives, he's allowed to eat the notos. Okay, so what's the machlokas? Machlokas is what happens is when I take this neder nichsay alecha, and it's not, and I took the neder before shvius, can I eat the notos? That's basically the machlokas, right? Because Rav and Shmuel said that he cannot eat from the notos even if shvius it comes, right? So their machlokas is I took the neder before shvius. What's the halacha on Shemitah when about eating the notos that hang over? They don't have machlokas. They both agree you can't go into the field. But can I eat the notos? So what's the machlokas? So right. So Rav and Shmuel say you cannot eat the notos. Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish say you can't eat the notos. There's those fruits that hang over. Okay. So what's the machlokas? So leima b'haka miflagi. So let's say this is what they're arguing about. The Rav with Shmuel Savre Adam Oser Davar Shibershuso Afil L'Shachiyatzam Yershuso. So this is what the Mefarash is talking about, right? Because Rav and Shmuel hold a person is able to forbid an item which is currently in his possession, even when it remains forbidden, even when it leaves his possession, right? So Rav and Shmuel who say that you can't eat, that I took a neder, that you can nichsay alecha, right? And he took the neder before Shvius. So now on Shvius, it is still forbidden for you to eat those fruits because only now they're hefker. I forbade them already. Since I forbade them already, they stay aser to you, even though they're sort of, at this point, they're out of my rishos. Right, so that's why they hold it's aser. Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish savrei ein adam oser davar shibershuso lichashiyatzim yershuso. Right, and Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish say no, it's not true. You're not allowed to. I can aser something as long as it belongs to me. But once it now leaves my rishus, so the fact that I asered it originally doesn't matter because now it's hefker. The Torah says that my fruits become hefker during shvius. So the fact that I asered it to you doesn't matter because it's no longer mine to aser. Yeah, okay. That's what the Gemara wants to say, at least. That should be the machlokas about this case, about the note, the guy took a neder before Shvius. Shvius arrives, can you eat from the notos or not? Rav and Shmuel say no. Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish say yes. Why? Because this is the question. When the Torah takes something out of my Rishus, does the Isser that I put on it, does that remain or not? Fine. So Gemara says, not so fast. The Tispera, really? You want to say that's the machlokas? Mi ikel lemanda amar ein adam oser davar shibershuso lechashiyatzim yershuso. I don't really think that it seems to us, says the Gemara, that there is nobody who holds that a person can't after something once it leaves his rishus. Meaning, everyone agrees that you can. Everyone agrees that if you aser something, it, even if it then leaves your rishus, it can stay aser. There's no one who holds that that's not possible. Everyone seems to think that that's possible. How do I know? Because, okay, so what was the language that was used? The language that was used was nichsai, right? The language was Rav and Shmuel said nechasim elu alacha, right? And the Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish said nichsai alacha. So take a look at the Mefarish. Mi kalaman damar in adam oser. See where I am? It's like five lines down in the widest lines. Going back, Batisbra, the Baha'i time of Pligi, really, you think that's what they're arguing about? Umi kalamanda amar ain adam oser, Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish, hachi svirlu. Right, who says that they really, that anyone can hold that, meaning that Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish can hold that way? That you can't oser something that's in your shoes. Why? Because Im Kang, if that was true, the Im Kang, the Mishum, high time of Pligi, Vramir, the Ochel, who Beshvias, I mean, if that's what they hold, that their whole reason why the person can eat the notos, right? Even you know when Shemitah arrives, it's for this reason. Then liflagi nechasim elu afilu heicha da amar nechasim elu alacha, right? Meaning they should argue not just by the case of nechsai, my things are forbidden, but when I said these items are forbidden. V'leim Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish da ocha b'shvius mishum hatam da amar ein adam osa davar shabshusa da chashiyatsim yeshuso. So the Gemara wants to say, if that was the argument that a person that they hold, no, I can forbid something even when it that I can't forbid something, you know, once I lose my rishus, and that's what they hold, and that's why. So you want to aser, you can't aser. At that point, it loses my rishus. It's out of my control. If that's what you want to argue, then the language that they used should have been more specific. Meaning, the more specific you are, you know, these things, right, are forbidden to you, and then those things become now not usher. That's a bigger chiddush, right? If the language was nechasim elu, so then you're showing, wow, like I really look how little power I have. That I said these specific things should be usher, and then you can still eat from them. Wow, as opposed to nichsai, which is generally the things that belong to me, right? So that should have been the language they would use. So they and argue on that case, because it would be they should have used a more specific language, because it would have been a bigger chiddush. In fact, they didn't say.
Did the Bach change it to nichsai anyway? That they're saying the exact same thing.
They are saying, "Yom Yisrael to Amre Taver nichsai alecha."
They say
nichsai.
Okay.
Generally, our possessions.
Right.
Right. Whereas Rav and Shmuel said nechasim elu.
Okay.
So nechasim elu, when Rav Yochanan and Rav Shlakish want to argue that if I said, let's just forget the specific language. I said these things are awesome, right? And then Shvius arrives and they say, when Shemitah comes, now you can eat them. Right, so the more specific I am about which items they are, and then they like poof, they like change into being mutter, it reveals my weakness even more, right? And my inability to answer them. Mm-hmm. So Rav and Shmuel's in the case was nechasim elu, but they said it's forbidden, right? They said it's aser still, but Yochanan Rish Lakish, they say their case is nichsai elu, which is more general, I guess, right? That the language is more. You know, my property in general, right? So you'd say, so what's the difference? And it's not, in general, we won't even notice the difference, right? But the point is, if you're going to say that's the argument, that it's specifically, it's that they hold that you cannot, no, like once it's not your property, it's going to be taken out of your possession. So then they should, if you want to make a point, that you want to make that point stronger, then make the point nechasim elu, right? And therefore, and the fact that he didn't use that language shows that that's not really the point. What is the point? We'll have to see what the machlokas says. But if that's what you wanted to argue, then you would have been more specific. Yeah? Does that make sense? Okay.
The English is helpful, right? Because we had this concept beforehand, right? In other words, it's these versus my possessions. When you're saying my
these.
You're limiting it. Right. You're limiting it, right?
It's these specific ones. More specific, right. It's like more like, you know, like, yeah, it's like, it shows like how, wow, like I can't even control these. Forget all of mine, but even these specific ones that I answered. Right, good.
Like one, fun. Right, one, yeah. one implies, as long as they're mine, my possessions, uh-huh. versus these, which is more,
like, which are also mine, but they're more yeah. general. But yeah, right. correct. Okay, so now go back to Gemara now. So the Gemara says, "V'tisra of miikla mandama eight adam osa davar shebrishus chashiyatsim rishus." So does anyone hold such a thing that once it leaves your rishus, you're not allowed to answer it? Even Kate, if you really held that, right? If Rav Yochanan Rishon Lakish really held, because that's who you're asking, you're taking two sides here. The one side that holds that way is Rav Yochanan Rishon Lakish. So im kain nifigay b'nechasim elu v'kosher gay b'nechsai, right? Because that's what Gemara always does, right? The Mishnah or Gemara always wants to take the more extreme case, and if you know it's true by the more extreme case, then kosher gay in the case that's less extreme, that's always going to be true, right? So im kain nifigay b'nechasim elu v'kosher gay b'nechsai. So that's aleph. So reason number one that's not a machlokes is because if you really wanted to say that was the machlokes, they should have made the stronger argument. Fine. If your argument is, well, maybe they can't do it in the more extreme case, so fine, we'll have to see. But at least that's the argument at this point. Visu, and an additional argument, and this is maybe better, or I don't know, less fundamental, but more direct, Hatnan, the Adam Oser Dabar Sheber Shuso, L'Chashi Yasim Rishuso. We have a Mishnah that says the opposite. We have a Mishnah that's actually going to teach us that a person can forbid something that's in his possession, even when it leaves his possession. What are we talking about? This none. We have a mission of Bava Kama. We're going to see it later on here in the Dara Mosa. Ha'omer lebno, konam sha'ata ne'neli. I take a nether that you cannot get benefit from me. Okay? And then mace, then the guy dies. Yoshenu. So then he collects. Right? Says the, look at the Mefarash. Ha'omer lebno, konam sha'ata ne'neli. Klomar she'iata ne'neli mekon nechsai. You can't get any benefit from any of my possessions. Okay? Nechsai elu, or nechsai in general, and then mace, and then the guy dies after taking that nether. Yoshenu shelo asra alav ela kolzman shenechasim shelo. Right, granted, if the person, the father says you can't get my benefit from what I have, so fine. But then when he dies, his items are not his anymore. Right, lufichach yoshenu imdide lufichach yoshenu imace. Right, and that's why he gets the yerusha if he dies. Okay, however. Bechayev ubemoso, but what if he said, I take a neder, you cannot get benefit from me when I'm alive or when I'm dead. So then, imeis lo yoshenu. And when he dies, you're not allowed, he doesn't get benefit. What do you mean he dies, don't get benefit? The person's dead. He doesn't have control anymore. What's the answer? He took a neder if he took a neder on his nechasim. When they were birshuso, sounds like he asers them, afilu she'eni birshuso. And he's able to forbid them even later. So to argue there's no such case, to argue Yochanan and Shlakish hold that a person can, is forbidden, or not able to at least, not forbidden, but if a person takes the nether and makes something awesome when they're in his rishus, and then, you know, what happens when they're not in his rishus, and they would say, oh, once they're not in his rishus, he's not controlling anymore, the answer is not true, because we have a fair submission against that. Fine. So another reason why that making that argument doesn't make any sense. Okay. And says, Gemara, not so fast. Shiny hacha. No. This case is different. Why? No, because in this case he said bechayav ubemoso. So if you're bothered by that answer, because what do you mean? Who says that he said it? It's not his anymore. So the Ron is going to talk about this. So that we're going to pick up next tomorrow. We'll pick up understanding. The Ron's going to explain. We just made a paradigm shift in terms of what we're arguing, because if he's shayna hacha, because now he said bechayav ubemoso. Well, how is he able to do that? So we're going to have to talk about that, and that we'll talk about next time. Okay. Yeah, sure.